Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Today, it will be just Vanessa and I, and we're going to be talking about why should you show up? This is a very important question in social media, in business, in any arena that you choose. So we are going to really tackle this today. Why should you show up to make your dreams come true? So, Vanessa, I'll let you start. What are your thoughts on why you should show up?
You should be able to show up, especially if you know that there is something that's tugging at you. Just think about it. That thing that is tugging at you and you just keep running away from it, but you know that it's tugging at you to the point where you are losing sleep at night. You have to show up. You can't constantly keep, you know, thinking about it, talking about it, but then that's, you know, you never execute what you just spoke about. It makes no sense. Show up scared. Show up with the unknown. Show without having it all together, but showing up, more people will appreciate you because you showed up, because you did not know what was on the other side, because you were afraid, but you still did it anyway. Showing up builds character, that you're just not talking, but you are really taking this thing to another level, that you're willing to be able to stretch yourself beyond your imagination, but you're willing to be able to move forward and get it out there. So, yes, you want something. You have this vision, but you have to show up. The vision can just still be a vision that only you can see, but how can the other eye see the vision that you see if you're not willing to be able to make it a reality? So go ahead. Mm-hmm. Show up. And you'll be surprised, and you will be amazed at how many people are waiting for this information. But nobody was willing to take that risk. Put all your fear to the side to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Because this thing keep me up at night. Because this thing, I know that every time I have this conversation with somebody else, they can relate to what I have to share. But I may not know it all, but I'm going to go ahead and show up. Now, you could go to a whole nother level. That's that next dimension that we always talking about. Because average should not be the norm. Unfortunately, it is the norm. But few were selected. Are you that few that's going to answer to the selection call of that vision that's keeping you up? If so, show up. What you think about that, Dr. Finch?
That is a very good point because, you know, they say only few are going to answer the call. And that's so true because you can position it any kind of way you choose to. But at the end of the day, if they're not in it, if they're not feeling it, if they're not attracted to it, they're not going to show up. Prime example, I'm doing a challenge right now for my social media people. There are plenty of people that saw the challenge. Only a few showed up to answer the call. And then only a few more than that are actually doing the work. So if they are called to it, if they are attracted to it, if they see everything that is aligning in their way, then they'll go for it. You know, or if they know that this is a means to the end and they know that, oh, my goodness, if I could do this, if I just do this little bit right here, then it can make a mountain worth at the end, then they will see it that way. We need to learn that people get what they want, not what they need necessarily. So, you know, they need to pay their rent, but they want the red bottoms. Which one do you think they're going to do? They're probably going to get the red bottoms first and then try to scurry up to pay the rent. But they're going to get what they want. So you need to make whatever we're talking about attractive, right? And so when we are showing up, we need to make it in our head frame that it's attractive to us to show up. What are the pros of showing up? Why should you show up? Why should you show up? That's a very good question. You know, there are people waiting on your gift. There may be monetary units happening after you show up. There may be a satisfaction that you accomplished something for once. You know, there may be a satisfaction that somebody reached their aha moment because you showed up. There may be a satisfaction of the fact that you have all of your stuff in a row, and at the end of this, you will be positioned in a way for you to go to your next level. So you need to find out what your level is of that one thing that's going to push you over the edge to show up each time, and focus on that. And that will help you show up in any situation. What are your thoughts on that, Vanessa?
I totally agree. Totally agree. It's just like, and this is another thing that we do, is that we have to speak those things into existence. Right? You speak it into existence. You can't worry about what the other people seeing around. You can't worry about the naysayers. You can't worry about those people that didn't believe in your vision. You can't worry about those things. You have to speak it into existence and leave it alone. And you have to understand that it's going to come into full intuition if, as long as you have faith enough to say, this is going to happen. It may not happen tonight, but I know what's going to happen. Because you continue to show up. It goes hand in hand, right? It's like sometimes, have you ever heard the saying, the left don't know what the right is doing? This is a perfect example. You are showing up as being the left hand, and the right, you are speaking into existence. Now, that alone is a that comes together tenfold because you are doing the work. I hope that makes sense. It's just like somebody going to work and expecting a raise but not showing up at work.
Come through.
Somebody want, you know what I mean? Somebody want to be able to be in an amazing relationship, but you don't want to put your all into that relationship. Better yet, you want to be able to have live in a nice home, but you don't appreciate the home that you have now. So you have to be very mindful of the things that you say and the things that you do. But when you know that you can speak these things to existence and that you're willing to be able to show up, it just goes together and it works. I remember about 2 years ago, I said I always want to be able to put together a conference. So I have to do the work. I have to continue to be able to put myself out there. And I did. I put myself out there to the point where now more and more people are starting to know who I am. Not only more people know, starting to know what I am, they wait for me to be able to what? To show up. So now that I have various things that's taking place this year, they can't wait because I've done the work. I talked about it, but then I showed up. I have to put the work in. I have to show up afraid and all, and I have to manifest those things to exist, and now look what's taking place. But are you willing to be able to be bold and unapologetic enough to be able to do it with all the noise that's around you? Because the noise will distract you. But are you willing to be able to be laser focused, to be able to block out all that noise so you can be able to do what you know that you need to do in order to be able to help the people? Now you're ready. So go ahead and show up. And start speaking those things to existence. What you say about that, Dr. French?
You know, that makes perfect sense, Vanessa, because there's so many things that we have wanted to do, and we let fear and other people's opinions stop us from doing it. Prime example, Vanessa was speaking about her conference. I'm doing a conference as well. We're going to be doing conferences together in the future. But, you know, we could have let other people and their naysaying stop us from going to our next level. But no, we were like, we know that there's an audience waiting on us. And the people that are naysaying are just not our audience. They're not the ones that are supporting us. They're not the ones that's the ride or die. They're not the ones. And you'll see who's for you when you open up the door that day of the conference and you walk in and you see what butts in the seats, as I say. But at the end of the day, you showed up so that you could pour into these people. They came because they wanted to be poured into and they believed you to be an expert in your field. So with that being said, you have to show up whether it's two people or whether it's 10,000 people, because those people still need the impact that you're going to give. They still came to be poured into. They still need that breakthrough. And if you are just giving a little bit just because the number is small, then, you know, they're not going to expect anything from you. But they respect and will appreciate and will come back for somebody who gives their all to the two, to the four, to the six, as they did to the 1,000, the 5,000, the 10,000. So we have to remember that everyone counts. Every life matters. And every time we get a chance to pour into a life, we should pour into it like it's our last. That's the point of showing up. Because when we show up, we show other people how to show up. That person may have been having a problem with showing up. That person may have been having a problem with their presentation. That person may have been having a problem with, oh, you know, I always get small crowds. I'll never be anything, so I'm going to stop. You never know. You may be talking to the next Martin Luther King, the next, you know, Farrakhan or whatever. You don't know. You don't know who they are going to be in their future life. But at the end of the day, all you know is this moment, right now, you are supposed to show up for them, and you are supposed to turn it out, because there's something about this moment right here that can impact their whole life forever. Does that make sense, Vanessa?
That makes a lot of sense, a whole lot of sense. When you think about the people that you are connecting with, they've been overlooked somewhere, shape, form, or fashion too. But when they got tired of just living a life that they knew that there was more in them, and they were drowning in their own self-pity, they stopped and had a reality check with themselves. And they have, and sometimes we have to do that. We have to have these reality checks with ourselves, even though we may not like it. It's like, oh, that is a little painful. I didn't know it got that bad. But at least you're able to be here to still be able to correct it. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get another day to correct it. You have another day to show up. You have another day to be able to see your vision in, like, full screen. Not just through a microscope, but through a full screen. And just imagine the world is seeing the vision through full screen. That is like something that could be mind-boggling. But we have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot continue to say that you're waiting on the good old Lord, but in reality, he's waiting on you. You sitting back and you just hoping that he going to push you and push you. But he been tugging at you for the longest. How much pushing you want him to do? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss the blessing that's waiting for you because you sitting here and just waiting on a good old Lord. No, go ahead and activate your faith. And then you could be able to see what the Lord could do, because you need to meet him halfway. It's just like you have someone who reached out to you and they need your help in writing a chapter, but they not willing to write. That makes no sense, right? But they need you to help them to write the chapter. So what skills are you willing to be able to show them how they can be able to make this chapter powerful so they can write that chapter? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. And see, we have to realize that this falls in if you are someone who helps people write books, if you are someone that helps people with their social media, if you are people that help with voice coaches, if you are somebody who does PR, even if you're somebody who works in the healthcare field, whatever it is, if you're not there in that place, in that space where you're supposed to be, then you throw stuff off. Oh, I'm not noticed. It doesn't matter if I'm there. They're going to find somebody else to take my place. Okay, you could choose to believe that. But remember, what is for you is for you. If you were destined to be in that place and in that space, you need to work it until you find another place or space to be in. Okay, or until you decide to own or create your own place and space. You need to work it to your best ability. You know, if you have a 9-to-5, don't work it like it's just a paycheck. Work it to the best of your abilities. And eventually you might actually move up to something that you actually enjoy doing. Always do everything to your best. Or better yet, you could be on your 9-to-5. And then you are learning skills and learning skills and learning skills. And then what happens? You decide one day that you want to create your own. Well, now you got all the skills and tools that you learn from your 9-to-5 that's going to help you move to your next level. If you were strategic about it. If you showed up and did exactly what you were supposed to do to the best of your ability, it's no way that you're not going to pick up a tool or a new skill along the way. It's no way possible. And it's no way possible that you're not going to pick up a network as well. Networking and skill building are great ways and products of showing up. When you show up, you meet new people and you build new skills. That is the point of you showing up. And in the end, you never know how you're going to touch those lives or how those lives are going to touch you. And you never know how those skills are going to affect you or how they're going to lift you up. So I know that W2 Mindset is a very, very dear part to Vanessa. And so I know that I'm touching in her realm here. So I know she's going to help us out to really draw this home. Okay, go, girl, go.
Yes, that sounds like me. That box that we keep ourselves in, you have to dig yourself out this box. You have to basically demolish the box. Stop thinking that you only have to think inside this bubble that you're in. It's just like the bubble wrap that came along with that package that was delivered to you, and now you're unwrapping this package, and then when you get into the package, it's like, okay, it's this little thing here. Okay, now you got this little thing, but then this big old box, and then all you do is throwing your ideas into this box. But you never demolish the box because you can't reuse the box. But all you're doing is just thinking only inside this box. Get outside of that box because there's more to it. So much more. Be creative. Explore the possibilities. But if you constantly keep staying inside of that cubicle thinking, that one way in and one way out mentality, that's as far as you're going to get. So, again, you want to be able to think outside the box. You want to be able to go beyond. You want to be able to do more. You want to be able to do more. You want to be able to test the waters. You want to be able to scare the heck out of yourself. You want to be able to use those creative things that you try to use on that job. But they said, that's not going to work. But then they took your ideas anyway and used it, but you never got the credit for it. go there. Stretch yourself. I mean, there's patience on something that's supposed to give you freedom. I'm going to say that again. Never place a limitation on anything that's supposed to give you freedom. Now go and explore and watch what happens. Is that making sense, Dr. Finch? It's going to be something that's going to be so amazing. Absolutely amazing. Go ahead. I would love to be able to just hear the feedback from this message. And Dr. Finch and I will love to be able just to be able to bring people on who have used the tips and the tools that we have provided. Not only provided, but they executed, right? And now that they have done that, making sense, Dr. Finch? Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I've really been talking and, you know, life happens. Okay. So, yes, we want to hear from you. We want to make sure that you are really, really using our tools. We want to hear your success stories because what we do for you. We want to make sure that it's elevating you and taking you to your next level. We are here to empower you. We're here for you to learn from our lessons and so that you can work smarter and not harder. You know, we didn't have that support system when we were coming through. And so as women, we want to be able to support our other sisters so that they can move to their next level. We know how important support is. But we also know how important self-drive is as well. You know, a lot of people were successful because of their self-drive, but a lot of people are successful because of their support. So mixing the two, having some support along with your self-drive will make you phenomenal. And that's what we try to impress upon each and every one of you every time we come on this podcast, is that you are enough. You are equipped with all the tools that you need. All you need to do is to find them within yourself and manifest them into where they need to be, and you need to go where you need to go. The people will come. The opportunities will come. But as soon as you are ready, he is not going to give you more than you can bear. He's going to give you what you need at that given time. So if you ever felt stagnant, it may be because you're not ready yet to fulfill. You haven't been in preparatory mode. You think that everything is just going to be handed to you. That is not it. We had to work. You're going to have to work. And the moment that you develop and grow the way you need to grow, the things are going to start manifesting in your life. And you better be ready to take them on. That's where preparatory mode comes in. Preparate for the time and the space that you are destined to be in, not in the time and space that you are in right now. Let me say that again. Prepare for the time and space that you're supposed to be in, not the one you're in now. So when things happen, you can just step into them like they were supposed to be. Not like you're scrambling to try to make things happen. No, you're going to already be prepared for those things, and you're just going to walk on through and watch it manifest. Does that make sense, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't even say nothing behind that one because it's true. You have to be able to put in the work. You have to. It's not going to happen just because you're sitting pretty. You have to put in the work, and it could drain the heck out of you, but your job is draining you anyway. So don't you think you need to work even harder while you have the job so you can be able to do what you would love to do? It's like if you want more, you have to. It's just like when you get into your, you know, when you're around your friends, you have experienced so many things with your friends, and you was like, dang, things have really changed. It's like, goodness, this is not where I thought it would be. I want to be able to grow, but they don't want to grow. And I'm sitting here, and I'm doing the same thing, but they don't want to do anything. So I'm just like, wait a minute, what the heck is happening? You have to make adjustments. It's just the reality of the situation. You just have to make adjustments in order for you to continue to grow, in order for you to connect with those people that you look up to and you say, dang, how did they get there? You have to make the necessary adjustments. You thinking that, you know, the CEO turns around and just became a CEO overnight. No, the CEO had to put in that work. The CEO had to go to training events and had to get coaching and had to learn how to be able to delegate, learn how to be all the components before they could be able to become the CEO. It's like you have to become a receptionist. You have to become the customer service rep. You have to become the data entry person. You have to become the creative department in PR. You have to be the marketer. It's all of these components. But let me tell you, Dr. Spencer, if I'm telling the truth, you will appreciate every single component of building, growing, evolving, and boom. You showing up because you did the work. What you think about that?
That boom moment. Let's talk about that boom moment. That boom moment is so powerful. I've seen people in tears talking about, I've received messages because people see me doing more than they thought I was capable of doing. I've seen people in tears because they said, I've received likes and shares, and I've received all of this because I showed up, because I started sharing, because I opened my door and I opened my existence and I opened myself to opportunities that I never had before. That boom moment can make you feel like, oh my God, I don't know what else I can do. Oh my God, let me do something else. Let me make it to the next level. What's next? What's next? What's next? That energy, that adrenaline. That's what we're talking about. And you know, as we get ready to wrap this up, we want you to think about your boom moment. That boom moment that you've been waiting to have, that boom moment that you have deserved to have for a very, very long time, but you may have been keeping yourself from it, or other people may be keeping you from it. I want you to think of a way that you can make it happen for you. So, Vanessa, tell them how they can find us.
Oh, this has been powerful. My goodness. Yes, Lord. They can find us all. This has been absolutely amazing because sometimes you never know how much and how far you have come to be able to share these messages with people. And so it's like, wow, we've come a long way, Dr. Finch. A long way.
Yes, we have.
And we are so
transparent
and sharing our journey. Sometimes you just connect with people that they are too afraid to share that journey. They don't want to share it. They just want to show you the good side, and that's something that we just don't do. We just don't show you the good side. We want to show you all sides. So keep on coming on back so you can be able to learn more about the amazing Dr. Finch and myself on Changing Minds Online. We're a Changing Minds one at a time, right? You can find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Instagram, on Twitter. And we want to be able to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear what you think and what would you like for us to bring to you in this coming year. So make sure that you connect with us. We want to hear from you.
Well, until next time, each and every one of us, Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to having our next conversation with you. So until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.